Good morning, everybody. I see you all coming in. Go ahead and look down at your chat dialogue and make sure that you have everybody selected so that when you chat, everyone can see you. Coach Julie will be with you, my wing woman, in the chat. Hi, Julie. Hi, everybody. Okay, I need to change my name. So go ahead and while I'm doing that, grab a couple of things. Would you put those links in the chat? You're going to need your journal for sure. You're going to need your weekend planning worksheet from the 24-hour deep dive planning guide. That link for you is in the chat right now. We're going to be working on page 18 through 20. Let me go and change my name while we do that. Go ahead and grab those things. Of course, you need a pen. I'm so excited for this call. Okay, so what if this call changes everything about how you think about your goals and the weekends? Wouldn't that be amazing? So let me introduce myself really quick. I'm Coach Heather. I primarily work with 30 amazing No BS women one-on-one. We meet weekly to work in a deeper way on their goals with weight loss. And you can find out more about the one-on-one coaching program with No BS on the website if you go down to the main menu and then select Get Coached. And I'm also doing some behind-the-scenes work on the team. And I just love my job. Love my job. It's a beautiful weekend morning as we're recording this. This is a Saturday morning in July. August. many of you are, I'm guessing, thinking about the end of summer, the beginning of school, a lot of like empty nest things, or like maybe your kids have gone back to school, like a lot of thoughts about all of these things. And this can impact how you think about your weekends and your weight loss. So we're here to break it down today. The call is going to be exactly an hour. We'll try to get it pretty close to an hour. Like I said before, this is a live practice call for the 24-hour deep dive planning self-paced workshop. This is the optional member focus for August. So if you're a newbie and you've not yet finished the No BS weight loss course, I want you to get off this call and spend this next hour going through the No BS foundational weight loss course. This gives you the foundational knowledge to start losing weight. This call is for you if you have completed the No BS weight loss course and you notice that maybe a few things, maybe these things resonate for you. You tend to maybe not plan consistently on the weekends, or you don't plan at all. If you have a lot of off-plan eats on the weekends, if you tend to overeat on the weekends or grab ass, or you might always wind up on Mondays weighing more than you did on Friday. And then you play this like hamster wheel game of like taking off the weekend gain during the week. And then you kind of like get nowhere. Or if you have this vague, like uneasy feeling about weekends where you like want it to be fun, you want it to be relaxing, but for some reason, like your weight loss doesn't feel like it can fit into that idea of what you're looking for. And this can all change for you on the weekends. So again, this is an active practice call. You're going to be working. Okay. I'm going to be guiding you through your work on this to, by the end of this call, you're going to know how to use the 4 N's process. We call it the 4 N's new belief process through the worksheet on page 18 through 20 in your guide to level up your thinking about your weekend planning, which allows you to find relief and find easy ways, action ways, actionable ways to make doable weekend plans that feel good and help you reach your goals. Okay, so again, you need your journal, your worksheet, page 18 through 20. And I just want to quickly share my screen to show you all how to find the monthly focus. So let's do that. Okay. Oops, those are my notes. All right. So this is my browser. You can see here, this is the No BS Weight Loss course. And this is the main menu here on the left-hand side. So you're going to scroll down to self-study resources. And then the monthly focus is always here, the second one down. And so for August, it's the 24-hour planning deep dive course. This is where you're going to find your bottom line 24-hour planning page. You guys may also want to download this while you're here. Julie, if you could put that link for the bottom line planning page in the chat, that would be amazing. Especially if you feel like you don't have time or you don't want to spend as much time on the weekends. Everybody is going crazy over this one page, very simple planning and assessment worksheet. It's amazing. And I just want to show you where we're at with the course. So we are here, lessons 2 and 3, August 7 through 13. Next week will be lessons 4 and 5. Okay, so we're here. Lesson 4 and 5, Good, Better, Best Revisited. If you guys have questions on Good, Better, Best, write them down. And at the end of the call, we can also go over some of those questions too. But my main focus on today's call is going to be on weekend planning. Okay, so I'm going to stop sharing my screen and hopefully you know where to find everything. Okay, so you ready to write? Let's do it. It's my favorite thing to do. My kids make fun of me. I always say, do it, do it. And that is going to be your action call for this weekend, is to do the things that you want to do, both that bring you pleasure and that bring you your closer to your goals, whether that's to maintain or lose. Okay, so take out your journal. It's 8 after the hour. You guys have like 5 minutes. Here's your journal prompts. You can do both or one or the other. It doesn't matter. Here's the first one. Here's what I currently think about weekends and my 24-hour food plans. Here is what I currently think about my weekends and my 24-hour food plans. Or prompt number 2, what is my reputation with myself and my weight loss or maintenance on the weekends? What is my reputation with myself and my weight loss or maintenance on the weekends? You have just a little less than 5 minutes. Just do a stream of consciousness. You're not coaching yourself. You're just putting down in your journal all your thoughts and feelings about the answer to these questions. If you're just joining us, we are on doing some journaling, active journaling right now. Here's your journaling prompts. There are two. You can do one or the other or both. Here is what I currently think about weekends and my 24-hour food plans. Journal prompt number two. What is my reputation with myself and my weight loss on the weekends? Okay, try to wrap up your last few sentences in your journaling. Yes, the replay on this call will be available on Tuesday morning. Thank you for the compliments on my hair. This morning I said to myself, I want to feel fierce for my call and I want to look hot. And so I spent extra time on my hair. There's a lot of product in this hair. Okay. Pens down. All right. You guys ready to do this? It's like I'm teaching school again. I used to teach eighth grade. Thanks, everybody. Okay. So you're not done yet. Go back to your journal. And I want you to underline all your thoughts that feel challenging, hard, or limiting. Underline thoughts that feel challenging, hard, or limiting. And you're going to circle the feelings, which is one word. Feelings are one word descriptions that come from those thoughts. Circle those. If you find any facts in there, like that you could prove in a court of law that everyone would agree with, you can square those. What we're doing right now is removing ourselves from being at the effect of our thinking. And we're taking a look at our thinking. Why are we doing this? Because what we think is what becomes our experience. So if you want to change your experience on the weekend, you've got to look at where you can shift your perspective of thinking about the weekends. And that's what we're doing today. Okay, so underlining thoughts, circling feelings, and you can put squares around any facts. Okay, now let's go to page 18 of our guide. I am going to share my screen so we can all take a look at this page 18 of your guide. Just give me a second. Here we go. Okay. Can you just, guys, just let me know if you can see, it says lesson 5 notes, weekend planning strategies using the 4 N's. Okay. I see thumbs up. Awesome. Yeah. You can go down on the bottom and just give emoji reactions if you want to interact with me that way. That's awesome. Okay. So you have everything you need to do some real transformative thought work. You know what you're thinking about a certain thing. And now we're going to put those through the 4 N's process. So you see here at the top of page 18, it says, start with the 4 N's. Where the first one is to notice the thinking you tend to have around weekend planning. Now we want to improve upon thinking that feels crunchy or challenging or hard. So this is where you're going to take three, a minimum of one, and up to three of those challenging thoughts that are in your journal about your weekends. Go ahead and write them down in your guide on the top of page 18. Okay, now when you're done writing them down in your guide, feel free to share them in the chat. I want to see what you guys are thinking about your reputation with yourself on the weekends. This is step one of the 4 N's. Just for a review, this is notice, normalize, neutralize, and next best thought. We're doing active practice with this process on this worksheet. Okay, so let's see some of those ends. What are you noticing? Melissa says, I want to relax and not think about it and eat whatever I want with my family. I can be spontaneous. I have a weird relationship with food. Regarding reputation, I don't have my own back. I don't have enough structure to follow a plan. These are so interesting, you guys. You see, if thoughts are a magic wand that give you what you think, can you see how these thoughts are creating the reality of your weekend? Okay. And you're probably like, but they're true, Heather. They're true. Well, this is what the 4 N's is for. It's a way, it's a process to get you some different awareness or give you an access point to start to shift your perspective. Okay. So let's move on to the bottom of the page. Now, for each one of these thoughts, you're going to normalize them. So this is what you do. For the number one that you put in the top, the number one thought that you noticed, you're now going to normalize it. So how do you do that? You explain or reassure yourself. Why does it make sense that you would think this about your weekends? Why does it make sense? Why is it normal to think this? We may not like that we think it, but why is it normal? We have to start there first. And do the same thing for number two, that you notice, thought number two, bring it down to the bottom of the page and normalize that thought. And the same thing for number three, normalize all three of those challenging thoughts that you had by writing the explanation to yourself, giving your brain clarity why nothing's gone wrong, why it's super normal to be thinking this. It's normal to want to hear some from the chat. You guys give me some more. It's normal. This is where how you can start. It's normal to want to de-stress and relax after a long work week. Yeah. So good, Lisa. I want to say some more normalizations. It's normal to feel like weekends are less structured. I don't go on to the office for 9 hours on the weekend. Yes. You see, our brains are always trying to notice what's different. And so they will always bring us thoughts about why the weekend is so different, why the weekend is so hard, right? Why the weekend is so unstructured. It's normal to use food to soothe my loneliness. I'm in a new place and I don't know anyone yet. Yeah, Jewel. I mean, that just reading that makes me feel like so like compassion for you. And that's what we want to do. The normalization of your thinking takes away the judgment of the thought, takes down the temperature of the thought. It dials down the hardness of that thinking. This is so good, you guys. Okay. It's normal to want variety. Yes. It's normal to feel like the weekends are my time, not the company's time where I'm on a schedule. Yes, it's so normal to like want to own your time. It's normal to think that spontaneity can't include planning or structure. Yes. It's normal to want rest. It's normal to think food, to use food to feel celebratory on the weekend. Yes. All human beings have a tendency to do that. Okay. It's normal, Charlene, it's normal to think I won't follow my plans if I haven't been following my plans. It's normal. We always look to the past. The brain will always look to the past. Doesn't mean it's effective, but it makes sense why you would think that. Okay. So now we're going to page 19. We're going to neutralize the thought now. So what does it mean to neutralize? Neutralize, just as Christy said on her back to school call earlier this week, it's so good. You guys should listen. Neutralizing is just the facts. Like you're going to strip away all the story from your original three thoughts that you noticed. And you're going to only relay the facts. Okay, no perspective, no bias, no feelings, no adjectives, no descriptors. Okay, I want to see how you guys do this. Just the facts. Let's see some of them in that chat. Just the facts. An example could be, Saturday is a day just like any other with just as many opportunities. Saturday is a day. Sunday is a day. I have a choice on the weekend and the weekdays of what I choose to do. I always have a choice. Yes. I always choose how to spend my time. I mean, think about this. During the week, you are still choosing to go to work. You could not go to work. Okay. As soon as you have this victim-y thinking that like, oh, your time's not your own, you're bullshitting yourself. Okay. We eat out on weekends. I have company coming. Let's see. I have a celebration coming. Yes. Unstructured time is just time. Planning is just decisions made ahead of time. I create my own structure every day. Yes, so good. I know how to eat on any type of day. Love these. How about this one? I'm always clear about my hunger and satisfaction signals every day of the week, every moment of every day. Yeah, I can plan what I eat. I have choices. I have a brain, hand, and mouth with me always. So good. Okay. So you see, we've gone through this journey with our thinking. We've noticed the thinking that feels hard. Okay. And then we've sort of normalized why it's normal to think that way. We kind of like, we're in a space of curiosity rather than judgment when we normalize. When we neutralize, we remind ourselves of what's really true. What's really true here? You know, where is our agency? Where is our control? What do we, you know, what is the facts? And then from there, let's move down to the bottom of page 19. Your final N is next best action or next best thought. You could do either one. So you're kind of going to use the neutralization, remembering the true facts of what's really happening here in your world without your story. And then you kind of look at that original thought that was painful. And then you think, okay, what is my next best thought I could think? What is my up level to this original thought? What feels at a minimum relieving, gives me a sense of relief? Or if I can find a thought that feels true, that makes me feel better, just incrementally better, just relatively better than I was feeling. And go ahead and put in 1, 2, and 3 for your next best thought or action. This is your access point that this 4Ns process gives you to start changing your perspective, which changes how you feel, which changes what you are able to do or not do. Okay, I'm going to read some of these that are coming into the chat. This is so exciting. I don't have to eat food because someone brought it to me. That's so good, Marilyn. 5% better, impactful. That's so good. Love it. I can plan something special to eat that I still feel good about. Yes. Sarah, next best action. I have time on the weekends to journal and prepare myself for the next 2 days. Yes, that's so good. When we tell ourselves we have time, we can relax and really do some strategic thinking. So just go ahead and finish up your 1 through 3 here. I'm going to stop sharing my screen. I'm just going to check my notes, make sure I am on time here. Okay. Yeah, so good. All right, I want to tell you a little story. Last weekend, I flew up to see my mother to Connecticut. And I grew up in Connecticut, and Connecticut, I'm sorry to tell you New Yorkers, but Connecticut has the best pizza in the country. It's coal-fired usually or wood-fired. It's very thin crust, and you really can't find it anywhere else. So I was really excited to have my pizza. And what I did for my weekend plan was I wanted to have at least 2 slices of pizza. And so what I did was I reverse engineered my whole entire Friday, including my flight time, so that I would meet 5-6 o'clock with my big H hunger so I could really enjoy my 2 slices of pizza. So notice how I had done the 4Ns process, and instead of thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to gain weight because of how much I love New Haven pizza, I said, I'm going to enjoy my 2 slices of pizza by making sure I meet the moment with my big H hunger. Yes, Pepe's pizza, so good. Love it. It's my favorite in the world. So this process can change everything. And then instead of like dreading the weekend where I was afraid I was going to gain weight, I didn't. I did this again on Saturday. Another quick story. There's another place from home. You guys know when you go home, there's all these places that you love. Wentworth's ice cream in Hamden. So good. And my grandmother used to take us, and I have so many wonderful memories, and I wanted to go with my mom. And we had been out for a kind of a late lunch. And so I suggested, like, what do you think if we just go to Wentworth's ice cream and have like our ice cream for dinner? Would you be okay with that? And she was like, I think that's a great idea. And so we did. And we made sure that we kind of stayed busy and were doing our things until we were feeling hungry. And then I went in there and just really enjoyed swinging on that swing and enjoying the time with my mom, just like I had when I was a kid. Now, if this isn't an idea of embracing weekend pleasure, relaxation, enjoyment, and marrying that with your four basics. So it's like a sandbox, and you just decide that on the weekends, you stay in the sandbox of your four basics, but you kind of like work them in. You play within that constraint, voluntary constraint. It's like a seatbelt that keeps you safe on the weekends and keeps you in line with your goals. So that's what we want for everybody, is to really just enjoy your weekends and play the game of like enjoying figuring out how to make all your favorite foods work with doable hunger, waiting for hunger and stopping at enough, and being courageous enough to just try it out. If you guys are not planning your favorite foods and then figuring out how to have them with doable hunger, this is your work. And you got to stop fucking around and start getting it done. Because the truth is, you're probably overeating it anyway. So you got to get in the arena and figure out how to do it. I came back from, my weekend with my mom, and I had not gained weight. It is amazing. Like, this is why No BS is so amazing. And I love when I do my 24-hour plan in the morning to really just remember how much I love this lifestyle, how much I love tools that work for me, instead of allowing the old shitty thoughts about the 24-hour like plan being hard or difficult or restrictive. It's just not true. And those thoughts will, like, if you're in an airplane, okay, we're going to do a metaphor. You know, I love these, or an analogy. And you have a destination, which is your goal weight. Okay. No BS is like how we get there. But if you're only thinking about how it's hard to do the four basics, you're just sitting on the tarmac and you're never taking off. If you're thinking about last year when it was easier and you were losing weight, guess what? You're flying to a previous destination. You're not going where you want to go. And this is why the four ends process is so helpful for everybody, to reorient you to where you are now, where you want to go, and then thinking in a way that helps you get there. Okay. So I noticed in the chat, there were a couple of questions like from some of you who feel like, I'm not sure about this four ends. Like, it just feels difficult. Like, I can't find the next best thought. I want to help you. So raise your hand and we're going to do some quick coaching through the four ends, and I'll help you through your worksheet. Or if you don't want to come on camera and get coached, put your question in the Q&A and I will help you through that. Okay. Let's see. All right. Becky, I'm promoting you. Let's see what Becky's got. Okay, you want to unmute yourself and start your video, Becky.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning. How are you?
I really was not. There's my picture of my dog, Sam, over there.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah. So, hi, good morning. I didn't even actually plan to do this. So, hello.
Great. You didn't even have time to be nervous then.
I didn't, but I'm fine.
Love it.
It's hard to figure out where to look. Okay. Oh, over here. Hello.
Yes. Yeah. So, how can I help you with your four ends and your weekend thinking?
Well, my weekend thinking is really about, for me, it's like, but this is the time I have. I work in the food industry. I own an ice cream shop. I know, don't make fun of me. I own an ice cream shop and I sell ice cream to restaurants. I know every chef in town and I like to go to good restaurants. And I always feel like I don't always want to order the fish, you know what I mean? Or the vegetable platter or the things that, because I know how restaurant food is cooked, which is fabulously. And there's a lot of unnecessary extra calories in food because that's what makes it better, you know? Butter, oil, things that taste good. So I just feel like if I plan, I can't break my plan if I don't plan it, if I don't make one. that makes sense.
Okay.
So
are you okay? But are you gaming system here?
I'm trying to.
So you're not in belief that planning is going to help you.
Right.
Why?
Right. I feel like if I plan, well, first of all, because I don't know necessarily if or when we're going to go out on a weekend. Let's just use Saturday as an example.
Okay.
I don't always know if we're going to go out and if we do go out, where we're going to go. So it's hard to plan exactly what I'm going to eat on the weekends.
Okay. Well, before we go any further, let me ask you some questions.
Mm-hmm.
Are you losing weight right now?
Actually, I just spent the last month or six or eight weeks reopening my business. So I've been working 15, 16 hours a day. So I just grabbed hold of myself and no BS earlier this week to really get back to what I was doing before. So the answer to your question is, no, I'm not currently losing weight, but the good news is I also didn't gain any weight. I've pretty much been
great,
stable for about 6 months. I haven't gained any weight. I've really lost any weight, kind of up and down with the same 2 or 3 pounds, which I'm okay with.
Okay. So in the metaphor of you and the airplane taking you to your goal weight, you've been kind of like sitting on the tarmac, idling, right? You're like idling. You're not going backward. You don't have a flight plan back to last year or any of that.
Right.
You've got some serious skills that you're ready to take off. Okay.
Right.
But you have some thinking from your brain that is thinking that I can't plan and also do all this work that I've been doing.
Right.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, it's not that I can't plan. It's that if I do plan, it's not that I can't plan. It's that I'm afraid to plan, because if I do plan, then I'm committed to that plan, and I want to have the ability to change my mind. I want to have the ability to say, "Oh, that restaurant sounds better," or I was gonna make, you know, something neutral, right? Because I'm still stuck in the not all food is neutral, you know.
Okay, you know, that's okay.
Going to my favorite steakhouse and getting, you know, a big, you know, a lovely piece of meat and a baked potato and all the things is not the same as staying at home and making some spaghetti or whatever.
All right. Well, what about, let's take it down, make it really granular. Do you know what you're doing for dinner tonight? Have you made your plan yet today?
No, I was actually sitting down to do it when my phone said, hey, you've got a call you want to listen to. Go do that.
All right. So what are the options?
Well, tonight's kind of a weird night because I have to work. And then I'm in St. Louis. Then tonight we have our annual ride called the Moonlight Ramble. So we ride at 10:30 tonight, about 16 miles in the dark with like thousands of my best friends.
Okay.
So tonight is not a great example, but let's just say it is. I would probably be going out to dinner with friends tonight.
Okay. So on your plan, you would write, so there's no way that you're staying home, correct?
I'm either going to grab something in the neighborhood at one of the restaurants where my shop is, or that's what I'm doing tonight.
So
but on a
this is
Saturday night. I'd be going out for dinner, but I wouldn't know where.
All right. So I want you to focus here.
Okay. Focus.
You see, your brain is like, but there's this, but there's this, but there's this. I want you to focus on making decisions that you like. You're in charge. I want you to bring your leadership energy to your decision-making with your 24-hour plans, okay? If planning brings you to goal weight, then I want you to embrace a plan and then work on experimenting with how to make a plan that is nearly impossible to get wrong.
Well, that would be a more generalized plan, like I am going to dinner. I am going to pick the next best thing for dinner.
Yes, I would give you to always start off with where you're at. So if you're not used to a lot of success with eating on plan, make it general and give yourself options. Okay, so I'll either pick up something from blah, 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 or I will go out for dinner with my friends. And then now, next step from there, that's kind of like the what. Or the how, And now I want you to think about the what. What does you, who is on her track to lose weight, want to eat this evening that could be done in either situation? You see what she's doing there, you guys? You see what she's doing there? She went like this. That is checking in with what you actually want to eat. This question is essential. Do you have an answer for that?
I don't know what I want to eat.
Okay, that's your work. And so many of us and all the members who are on this call and who are going to hear this on the replay are not doing this work.
This is the weekend problem that I have, truly. I don't I'm going to want to eat tonight, or I don't know what I'm going to want to eat tonight. I have no idea,
well,
because it's Saturday and it's party day and it's fun day and it's
right.
I can go wherever the hell I want to go kind of day.
But what if instead of framing this as like, I just don't know because I haven't been asking the question, you start saying, I'm starting to figure out what my true tastes and preferences are for food, especially on the weekends.
Well, I know what they are. I know what my true tastes for food are on the weekends.
Okay.
Delicious.
Well, I thought you just said you didn't.
Well, no. I don't know what my options are right now, right this minute. I know what I like. That's two different things.
Okay, well that, but see, you've kind of already solved it. You said your options are to go out for dinner with your friends or stop someplace beforehand. Those are your two options.
Yeah, now, but from, I could be anything.
Really?
Yeah.
So
yeah, there's like six restaurants right next to my shop.
Okay, but this is your problem. You're arguing for your limitations instead of making powerful decisions that move you forward. So decide.
Okay. If I'm the only one getting to make the decision,
yes,
then I can easily say tonight I'm going to have dinner from X. And it's easy for me because I can choose from I know those restaurants. I know what's on their menus. That's easy. That's not a problem.
What's the name of the restaurant?
Let's just pick the most awesome. The most ridiculous. And is Gramophone is a sandwich place down the street that has like 40 different sandwiches that you could choose from. Okay. I don't like all 40, but I could go on their menu and pick a sandwich. I'm going to have this sandwich from Gramophone. And that would be easy. That would be easy.
Yes. So how can
I'm not the only
happen?
One.
I know, but you see, did you hear my ice cream story?
Yeah.
With my mom?
Sure. That's funny.
Saying like, hey, here's what I would love to do. And so many of you in the membership listening to this, this is what also isn't happening. So just hang with me here, Becky, for a second. In the morning when you want to plan, it requires a conversation with the people who you're going to be with. Like if you want to have the food that you really want to have, find a way to communicate that. Now it might happen, it might not. But when you do that and you find a way to either make that happen or find some kind of compromise in between that is also good for you, you narrow down your choices, narrow it down. And then you actually, once you get it in that plan, you really look forward to your food. And when you really look forward to your food, this is what happens. You want to meet that meal with the hunger. So you're not going to overeat at lunch, right? And if you're not overeating at lunch, you're still looking forward to your dinner. And so the whole plan, the whole day starts to work together, right? Because you have the constraints.
That is all very true and very doable.
Yes.
For very many people.
Okay.
What I've been struggling with and why I haven't been following the program like I would like to be is that I don't necessarily have much control over my day in general. I am understaffed. I have a lot on my plate. And I know this, everybody says they have a lot on their plate, but I'm not kidding. I'm really struggling finding the time to even stop and say, you know what? I planned this for my day. This is what I'm going to do. And then my day completely explodes. And that isn't actually possible to do. Whatever it is I planned is no longer possible to do. I can't leave and go get my sandwich. I can't go to that place because it's too far and I can't get down there right this minute because I'm really busy. Like not fake busy, seriously.
Okay.
Really busy.
But I want you to just take ownership of your time and your decisions. So,
in a perfect world,
Let me finish. So when you are making your plan, especially now when it feels super, super hard, okay, I want you to write lunch and then I want you to write what you would like to have. And then also another option that you know 100% that you could do, even if that's just like protein, salad, carb. And I want you to get a week in, get 7 days in with as general and doable a plan as you can possibly do. And then on your assessment, I want you to see what you actually ate. I want you to write that in after the fact. Okay. So for a week, it might just say best choice, you know, to doable hunger. Okay. Cause you do end up eating, right? You do end up eating
sometimes.
Right. So just get a week's worth of what you actually ended up able to do. And then you'll have some data that you can start to get more, a little bit more specific with the next week. You'll get some momentum of like, hey, you know what? I made the plan and that just counts for something.
Sure.
I'm learning
how this week.
Yeah. So we want you to just start from where you're at. We're not saying that you're going to be able to write down every single best thing that you could possibly want. You're getting a hold of your self-regard and how you show up for you from where you're at right now. This is a process like riding a bike or learning how to drive a car. Like it's going to feel awkward. It's going to feel a little bit crunchy, but just stay with it and insist on making a plan that you can follow.
I know I sound argumentative. It is not my intention. And I totally understand everything you're telling me.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest problem in a general way that I find on the weekends is, like you said, well, tell your crew what you want to eat. Well, okay, we make a plan. I'm just going to give you a scenario. We make a plan. We're going to go to Joe's restaurant for dinner. Well, we try to go to Joe's and we can't get in. We can't get a reservation. We can't get in to dinner. So we're not going to Joe's. We're going to Susie's. And I didn't look at Susie's menu and I have no idea what I'm going to have. So I've just blown my plan.
Okay. So as a planner at that point, right, you probably would have either looked at the menu or just kind of known what you would have eaten, right?
Right.
Okay. So let's say it was like, what kind of restaurant is Joe's?
Joe's is Italian.
Italian. So what would you pick there to have eaten?
Probably at this particular restaurant, we would have had a stuffed artichoke as an appetizer. And I would have had either a pasta dish or this particular restaurant has the best risotto in town. Okay. So I might've gotten one of those two things.
Okay.
Or it's possible I might've gotten chicken marsala. Just throwing out ideas.
So we're really just talking about like, you're not trying to like up level your good, better, best foods. You're just kind of like figuring that day when you plan, like what sounds really good from Joe's, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if the plan changes, here's what I like to do. I like to see like at the new restaurant, is there a way I can replicate the spirit of what I was planning without feeling like I'm trying to game the system or like have like noticing perfectionistic thinking like, oh, fuck it. Like it's all just gone to hell now. So I'm going to add on another drink, an appetizer and a dessert. Right. So, but like being flexible with your thinking and accommodating with you and your life and just being like, all right, how can I replicate this? And then when you do your assessment, you just ask yourself, do I like my reasons of what I chose? And was this like an equal swap? And if you like your reasons and it was, you're still like trying to stay in integrity with yourself and take excellent care of you and your weight loss goal, you get to say, yes, I followed the plan and spirit. I'm not always in charge of my time, or I don't want to be, but my planning serves me and my goals, right? I'm not the slave of my plan, right? the planning serves me. Sure. It's just a playground in which I get to play out my doable hunger. You guys, you won't lose weight because you ate on plan, but you will become somebody who does what she says she's going to do and practices her agency in her life and her control over her time. And your self-regard and your reputation with yourself will increase. That is the value of planning. The stomach, checking in, eating when you're hungry and stopping when you've had enough or you're satisfied, that's what helps you lose weight. The two work together, but they need each other. You need the plan in order to play in that arena of doable hunger. The two work together for weight loss to move you toward that destination of someone who took control of her time, took control of her thinking, took control of her options, and likes how she shows up in her world and her life. And I know you can do that.
Yeah, it's also more of a function of, you know, Corinne always talks about you can lose weight and have chocolate cake every day. I lost Absolutely. Weight having ice cream every day. The other thing we've also talked about over the sadly years that I have been in this program, not moving forward, is unemotionalizing your attachment to food, like stop giving it so much power, the food that you choose.
Yeah.
But to me that, and she always says, you know, enjoy the company, make that the focus of the meal, not what the food is. But that's not how I think.
Yeah,
you don't. I enjoy the company, but I like all those foods. And yeah, you spend the week making good choices, choosing your best foods, and I'm great with all of that. It's on the weekends that I'm like, yeah, but this weekend I want to have chicken marsala, or I want to have a giant steak.
Let me ask you a question: do you spend your week eating only the best foods?
I really do try to make really good choices of what I eat during the week. Absolutely.
Okay. So is your thinking about the weekend more like wanting relief from the best foods, or is it just like,
it's not really relief as much as it is, not relief from the best foods, but it's a more positive thing to me. It's not like, oh, this is a grind. I don't find that it is a grind. That's okay. Not accurate. It's more like, but on the weekends, I want to enjoy other things that maybe are in the good category.
Yeah. Have you played that out and experimented with that enough to see that you can do that with doable hunger and still lose weight?
I have not. I feel like on the weekends, I pretty much like, because, you know, that's 1/7 of your day, or, you know, 2/7 of your day, of your week. And if you take 2/7 of the amount of work that you're doing and you indulge in a lot of more caloric foods. I realize that we do not count calories, but I do believe that calories in, calories out is the whole game.
But what you're saying is, if you overeat on the weekends, forget the type of food. If you overeat on the weekends, you won't lose weight. And we all know that's true.
We know that's true. Yes, I know
right.
that's true.
So your job is to plan the foods that you truly want and practice not overeating them on the weekends. And what if it's true that really wanting to have them when you're hungry and stopping at enough increases your enjoyment of them?
Oh, I like that. That's brilliant. I mean, I can still have what I want, but I can still only eat to enough.
Well, I get to eat to enough and lose weight.
Yes.
You see that slight shift in how we worded that?
Sure.
You see, sure. You're not at the effect of the food. You're in charge of the way in which you choose it and then consume it. So you get to enjoy it on the weekends. This is where we're dovetailing pleasure, enjoyment, and the four basics. Okay?
Right.
So this four ends process is going to be your best friend with this kind of limited thinking that comes in that you feel like kind of stuck on the weekends. Go through that page 18 through 20, just make a bunch of copies and use the four ends process to find your next best thought, find the next best thought, find the next best thought. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye, ladies.
Bye, Becky. Okay. Let's see. There's a question here. Anyone else want coaching? It's going to be kind of quick. Feel free to, raise your hand. That was really good with Becky. Like, she was the perfect person to coach. Like, you know, like, she loves her food. She loves the restaurants. She just has this limited thinking about, like, no, I can't, like, I kind of can't lose weight and have these foods. And no, it's like, you got to change it up and say, like, how can I plan these foods and then bring my doable hunger along? Okay. Andrea in the Q&A says, I'm really focused on eating when hungry and stopping at neutral, but not losing weight. Could I be misidentifying? My dog is sleeping and she's kicking my light. Misidentifying neutral. I'm not sure what I'm doing wrong. Well, Andrea, I'd like you to bring all your data over to Ask Coaches. So I want to have a look at all your data. How many days out of 7 did you follow doable hunger? How many days did you get your water, your sleep? Make your plan and assess your plan. Okay. Because weight loss takes place in the context of all 4 basics. So we want to see if there's any other things going on. And don't forget, doable hunger is both eating when you are physically hungry and then stopping at neutral. Most women I coach, and we coach, tend to lose weight, you know, following doable hunger 4, 5, 6 out of 7 days. If you can lose weight and only follow doable hunger 4 out of 7, you're doing great. That's amazing. But for me, I have to follow it 6 out of 7 days. So, like, what is your blueprint, you guys? Do you know how many days? Look back in your data. Like, on your weeks you lose weight, how often are you overeating? No one loses weight 7 out of 7 with perfection. Literally no one. So everybody's having a few bites over at least once a week. Like, it just, I mean, you know, we don't have to be perfect with this. We all lose weight while sometimes overeating. The question is, how often can you overeat and still lose weight? You should know that number. For me, it's 5 to 6 out of 7 days. I can, in other words, what that means is I can overeat 1 to 2 meals a week and still expect some weight loss. Okay. Let's see. I don't know how to pronounce your name, but I'm bringing you up. CEI. I'm not sure how to say that. I'm going to ask. Okay, here she comes. I'm going to do this really quick. You can unmute yourself and start your video.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tell me how to pronounce your name.
It's actually C, and it's my nickname because my name is Sherry, and I spent 90% of my life saying Sherry with a C.
Sherry with a C. Hi, Sherry with a C.
Good morning.
Good morning. What can I help you with?
I struggle with feeling, first, I have an awesome family, 100% supportive. When we roll into the weekend, I sometimes feel like I am a food schedule, eating schedule tyrant, because I want all of them to participate in eating based on my hunger cues.
Why?
Oh, all right, Heather. That's all I needed somebody to say. I think because we spend so much time not sharing meals together because of all of our schedules, we have the opportunity to share the meals on the weekends, but I still want the meals to be on my time.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's say that mealtime comes and, you know, you've communicated with your family. We're going to have dinner at 6 and you are not physically hungry at 6 o'clock. What happens?
Sometimes I just sit and eat anyway.
Okay. Why?
I don't know why. These are the questions I need to
answer. What is your brain? See, what is your brain telling you happens at the mealtime as long as you eat? What happens?
I think my emotions are telling me that now I'm connecting on a more personal level with my family. Now I'm meeting their emotional needs.
Oh.
When they've worked hard to meet mine.
Okay. Well, one is a thought error. Days. One is a thought error because we can't meet other people's emotional
we
needs.
Can't.
No.
Yeah.
That their emotions are created by their thoughts in their head about their world, of which you are one part. Right. And our greatest responsibility is to meet our own emotional needs. Okay. So if anybody wants more on that, we have a self-paced workshop called Relationships Workshop. And that goes into much greater detail about that. But the part here that is driving this like scheduling obsession with your family is your need for connection.
Yeah.
That's a need and that's important to you. But how is connection a feeling?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what creates feelings?
Our thoughts create feelings.
Yeah. Does chicken marsala sliding down your throat create connection?
No, not at all. I need to, I'm just, okay, got to scribble some more. I need to do some thought work on reacting or not reacting to their reactions.
Yeah, so you just stay in your lane.
Yeah. If they're, you know, they're ready to eat and I was hungry an hour ago and I had something off my snack plan and mm-hmm. I'm not ready to eat again. So yes. Say I sit down with a club soda.
Mm-hmm.
I need to process how I react when they say, oh, mom, you're not hungry. We can wait. Do you want us to wait another hour for dinner? No, I want you to eat when you're hungry. And if you guys are all hungry now, my work that I have to do. Oh gosh, Heather, you're such a good coach. The work I have to do is how I react to their reactions. How I process.
Yeah, it's what you're saying is, let me translate what you're saying.
Yeah.
I need to work on what I make their words and actions mean with my thinking and take emotional responsibility for myself. One suggestion I have for you to meet this need for connection and to generate it in a more intentional way, rather than being so reactive to what they're doing. My ex-husband is a captain on a yacht. And there's a lot of crew who do all kinds of shifts all night, all day. Mm-hmm. They have set time for lunch. They have a set time for dinner. The chef brings it down. That's when it's available. It's available for 40 minutes. Then it gets cleaned up. So if the crew wants to participate in a meal, there's a lot of clarity over what time that meal will be out. And from that clarity, you get to reverse engineer your day so that you can meet that time, just like I did with the ice cream with my mom, nice mm-hmm. and hungry. And everybody gets to work on creating that for themselves too. That's a skill set that we've got to practice. And sometimes making the plan and putting a time on there that you commit to ahead of time gives you the structure from which you can reverse engineer your hunger and work on the size of your meals on the meal preceding that one. So that we kind of like, we get to really understand and know like, how our hunger and satiety works. And then we don't have to worry so much about missing connection because we're eating or not eating. That's not it. Mm-hmm. We want to generate the connection because of the connective type thinking that we're thinking in the moment with our family, whether we're at the dinner table or not with them. Right?
Yes. I cannot wait to read the transcript on this.
I'm so excited. See, it was such a pleasure. Thank you for raising your hand. Okay, you let me know how that's going.
I will. Thanks.
Okay, you take care.
You too.
All right, you guys. There is another page in your worksheet that you can answer more questions. That's your homework. So that is on, let me just check here. This is on page 20 of that guide. We have more questions for you to answer that kind of fill out your thinking about your weekend plans. If you didn't get your question answered, bring it over to Ask Coaches. Such an honor to lead you through this call. Thank you for taking the time to attend and working on yourselves. You guys are amazing. You're doing such great work to be that airplane on that trajectory toward goal weight. And guess what? You get to do that on the weekends. Bye, everybody.